Hello, Dr. Wali. Welcome to
Thank
the
you.
podcast. How are you today?
I'm good.
Okay, I think we want to now start off with your journey. How what was it like to come from UP, your Delhi calling? How did it happen?
Well, I never knew it, first of all, and then it was simple. It was not complicated. First, I started from Kanpur, actually. I was studying there, so I was posted there also in my central government first job, which is CHS, called Central Health Services. So there something happened. Dispensary people quarreled between themselves and they made a complaint. And it was just 6 months of my tenure, and then I just watched that. And maybe because of my young age, I took part in that. And my name was sent to the ministry in the complaint. And as I wanted much before and failed, I was transferred to Delhi. This was the part of journey which was interesting. And this was very early, June 80. This was my first posting. And I thank Health Ministry officials. And I still remember the very old man, section officer Kundra, and one undersecretary, Mr. Singh, and they respectfully transferred me.
In our discussions before, we've also said like Delhi was like a calling and it felt like home to you already. It wasn't different.
No, because I was attached to my spiritual saint of Nizamuddin. So I had no problem in adjusting here. An initial few weeks I stayed in Nizamuddin near him. And then I got, since my posting was in GB Pant Hospital, I got allotted a house near that hospital.
And at that point, you had an interaction with late Prime Minister Indira
Ah,
Gandhi.
yeah. Oh, because I was going to Kidwai family, and one elder in Kidwai family was a relative of Mrs. Mohsina Kidwai, who was central minister. And then one day she said, "You come along with me, and we are going in Ramzan like these days." And it was Hyderabad House where Indira ji used to give iftar. We were very selected few people, I remember. There was not a huge crowd, 40 people around, and I had a very close interaction with her. And this was unexpected. I still remember she was wearing yellow sari and yellow blouse, and I stood nearby her, very close. And those days, security did not disturb you like now.
Yeah, and then your journey to becoming the youngest physician to the President of India. It started in 1990.
But in Delhi, when I came, I realized that it was not good to be too good. I have modified this saying. It is bad to be too good, is this saying. No, it was not too good to be too good. I applied for another examination for senior post, and I was selected through UPSC. And then I was posted to Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital. It is Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital which provides facility to VVIPs. And then calls started coming. One day it was fire in Rajendra Place. And I was the only doctor available in the lunch period because it was 1:15, 1:20 time. And I was the first to reach there, and I interacted with Lieutenant Governor. That's how you meet important people, if you are first. And then other doctors joined. Same way, when the VVIP calls used to come, I was sent because I was available. Like Justice Sarkaria called once a doctor, so I was sent by my head of the department because other doctors were out for tea. So this made things one by one different. And then one day a call came from President's House to Ministry of Health, and they called my superintendent, Mr. Dr. Narendra Bihari, and he knew about my work, or you can say, you become popular in the VVIP, so they talk always good or bad, whatever you are about you. And he rang me on Saturday afternoon as soon as I reached home. In those days, there were no mobile phones. So I picked up my phone after reaching home, and it was superintendent. First of all, I could not believe it, and then he just picked up the phone and said, "President, ke doctor banoge?" I thought he is probably joking. And I said, "Sir, aap kya keh rahe hain? It's a very senior post and I'm junior." "Nahin, nahin, tum aisa karna, Monday ko jaake apna CV de dena ministry mein, additional secretary saab ko, aur aapke liye humne time le liya hai." And then as he ordered, I went, and then there was a call then from Rashtrapati Bhavan for interviews. Ah, yeah, it was Mr. R. Venkatraman, and first his secretary took the interview of the best six doctors recommended by the Ministry on Merit, and then he chose two, and then president took interview of those two doctors, one the boss under which I was working and one myself. Very interesting. So Chela and Shagird both were interviewed together, and Chela was selected.
Yeah. This was the same time when you had that hand-washing story, right?
Like, no, that was with Mr. V.P. Singh.
With V.P. Singh. Mm. Okay.
This was interesting because I told him,
yeah.
He asked me, "How would you treat me?" I said, "Like any other patient." Then I realized what I told to him. He's president of India. How can I treat him like any other patient? Then I said, "Sir, your respect and regard as an institution of president will be in my heart, not in my brain." So he said, "Explain, elaborate." I said, "Sir, when we see VIPs, we commit a lot of mistakes." "Okay, how?" I said, "Sir, when we handle VIPs, sometimes we make mistakes, our hands shiver and we're not able to make correct decisions, and this is because doctors are two human beings, and then the end result is something goes wrong." And I told it because I kept hearing these things in our tea club type of thing which we have in our department every day. 2-3 days later, I got a call that you have been selected. So next day, Merck came to pick me up with Ashoka. Those days, Rashtrapati Bhavan cars, all cars had Ashoka number plate, no number plate, Ashoka. And that came in my humble house at Pandara Road, and I went, and then I was explained the work, kept myself busy. And then after finish of his tenure, next president was Dr. Shankar Dayal Sharma. So I was very worried, what will happen to me? Where will I go now? President has retired. So this is coterminous post called. So somehow Dr. Shankar Dayal Sharma knew about me. And then he continued me after asking a few questions on day one. And the last one, I replied that I would see the literature and let you know like that. And he was very impressed that despite this person knowing subject, he still wants to consult the literature. So this impresses, something can impress someone. So I continued. And then I traveled with both presidents, and lots of experience you gain when you work with these people. And I continued seeing the other people and kept myself busy. And I wrote some papers also during that period because I had a lot of time, published some papers, book chapters also. And this was fun.
I want to share that hand-washing story with everyone because it was very interesting.
Did that happen? After my tenure with the Dr. Shankar Dayal Sharma, the government had quite a serious patient, Mr. Vishwanath Pratap Singh, former Prime Minister, and he was very sick because of his disease. And I was working in Ramanuloya Hospital. So every day I was thinking some doctor was sent to Mr. V.P. Singh's house and was sent back. In our same tea club, we discussed what is happening. And every day some doctor is going. So my boss was very jovial. He said, these doctors who are going, they don't know how to attend a VIP. Because he's a very sick patient, they should first observe hygiene. Those days we did not learn that COVID hygiene. COVID was never there. So, okay. One day I was sent. When I was sent, I entered at the gate and madam received me, Mrs. V.P. Singh. Rani Sahiba, we used to call her. And I asked, Rani Sahiba, where is the wash basin? I want to wash my hands. Mr. Singh was sitting in the drawing room and he watched my question and me. And I washed my hands and gave him some injection he was to receive. And then I came back. The next day I was appointed. So this hand wash story is very interesting because other doctors were not washing their hands and touching Mr. Singh. And he was pointing it out. In my case, I asked instead, and he saw the difference. So this is how small things can change your life, change your perspective, change your reputation. And this all, I think, is presence of mind and how do you deal things. Same applies while you treat a patient. So this is important in medicine and maybe in all branches like yours also. So we should be very practical, have presence of mind, confidence at the same time, and know your subject well. So all this combined makes good results.
Yeah. Any fun anecdote for us to understand? Because for us, presidents are, I don't know, they're like another planet, unattainable. Anything fun that makes us feel like they're also human beings, like us?
First of all, they are also human beings. Why they reach at such a post is they are punctual, they are regular, they are knowledgeable, they are disciplined. And they do something extra than their other colleagues, so they reach at the pinnacle of their career. And they do have... we went to Gangotri, at the top of hill. Those days in...
With who?
We means President and
which,
Raj.
Which president?
Same. Mr. Venkataman, Mrs. Venkataman.
Yeah.
And when the president goes, secretary, joint secretary, press secretary, physician, military secretary, deputy military secretary, ADCs, all go. We reached round 4 and then we settled in our rooms. It was evening. Top of hill. Gomukh. Gangaji coming out. And then I was called by the first lady and she called me, give me that pain capsule which you gave me in Rashtrapati Bhavan. I said, ma'am, which one? She said, that blue one. I was very disturbed. How to arrange that blue one? So I, in my bag, medicine bag we carry. So I gave all 2-3 capsules which were blue one. And she said, no, no, this is not the one. So it was fine that those days there were no mobile phones, I said. So we had a military phone and then I just called to the district magistrate office down. And I said, I'm not coming, nobody is coming because it will take a lot of time. The nearby chemist should be asked, all the painkiller blue capsules sent to me as fast as you can send. And because it was president's requirement, calling by physician, he did the job. And within half an hour, I got the best results and 3-4 capsules. So it was one which was different from what I had, but the same composition, and she accepted. But it became a joke for us. Yeah. Especially secretary used to make fun with me. Yes, doctor, blue one. And for a few weeks, it remained. So these things kept happening.
And then finally, you were associated with late president, Dr. Pranab Mukherjee. How did that play out?
Well, this was simple and very complicated. Because he used to get up at 4 in summers, 5 in winters, early morning, used to go for a walk when old Ellie was sleeping. And you have to be there. Physician has to be there. And this was first kind of experience with me, but I faced it well. And this was good for me also. And because you were asking fun part of it, there was fun part of it also there.
And what was it like staying in the president estate? Because I know I used to come in often and it was always like a wedding. Because there were so many people and the iftari parties as well.
That means if you have a good family, if you have an entertaining wife, if my wife is very entertaining and she likes guests coming, and what else she would do when I'm away on tours, and so she would be calling people to entertain herself. So that's a good thing. Since it's a senior post, you get a house of your entitlement, so it's a big house with a garden, with an orchard. So I enjoyed living in good accommodation always.
It was a sudden transition, right, from your government apartment to this?
Yeah, government accommodation is also according to your salary, but you have to wait for your turn.
Yeah.
So president house accommodations are very nicely maintained. They are large houses. Mm. And sometimes they become envy of others. But they don't know how much hard work you are putting on, how many nights you are waking up. Yeah. They just see, yes, Dr. Wali living in a big house, moving in a car, chauffeur driven. So you have to do, I used to say to my colleagues that you have to do zero error job. Zero error job is, means you are not supposed to do a mistake when you are handling with a VVIP. And it's a very responsible thing. And that's why you are given some facilities.
Absolutely.
You are caged to take services round the clock in a larger cage.
Yes, absolutely.
No, it's a very nice thing. It's a pleasure. It's a pride to be president's physician. And it's very rare to have it. And I was lucky. I served 3 presidents. And no one had done it, to my knowledge, in any country. So
yes.
Once I issued a medical certificate to one intelligence bureau person who was traveling. And he came back and told me, "Doctor, when I went to China immigration, they all stood up seeing your certificate and took me through separate passage and they cleared me within a minute. It's, you know, physician number one certificate." So this is highly respected post.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
So,
yeah. So in 2007, you won the Padma Shri.
Yes.
Yeah, the pathway to get that honor, what was that like?
Simple, it's God-gifted. All these things in your life are God-gifted. It seems like you try to get them, but unless God wants you to get something, you can't get them. So naturally, I was attending every year there were Padma Award function in Rashtrapati Bhavan since 1990. So one day I also told Mr. Venkatraman, when he retired actually, I was his physician even after his retirement, so sir, I've worked hard and if you like my work, you can. So he said, yes, usually it is by selection. At that time it was like it is a home ministry selection. Nowadays also this government also does in a different way, but it is basically awarded by the home ministry. And he recommended my name and I got awarded. That was the toughest year in which 12 doctors got. And there was every chance that some less will get it, but I made it.
Yes. Everything you've said is already like an extra mile overachiever. But something that you did which is beyond the border that I'd like to talk about is your MBA at the age of
61.
If I'm right, from Manipal University. Why was the question? Why, how, what?
I always ask whosoever comes to me, what do you do? How are you? What your parents are doing? Just while talking to them, writing their prescriptions. So at that time, I noticed that there's a young generation who sounds a little different from the routine boys and girls by virtue of their being MBAs. So I thought MBA is a super qualification. And it is, because it was not popular in my days. In my days, engineering and medicine education was popular. So I thought, I think I have a deficiency. So I must meet this deficiency. So I was with the president. After that, I was with Mr. V.P. Singh, and there was no time to go out and no leave. So I came across this course, and this was a course in which you have to go on study on Saturday and Sunday classes. 2 years I gave in continuity, four semesters, so two semesters were remaining. So then I was posted with Mr. Pranab Mukherjee, hardly had any time, for exam dates would clash with tours. So I managed it ultimately, because I asked Honorable President that, sir, I am doing this, sometimes it clashes with your tour, so will you excuse me for this exam? One or twice it happened, and I completed. And when I got marks, I got a good percentage of marks. In the meantime, the owner of Sikkim Manipal University came to meet President, and I also met him. And I told him that I'm your student. And when I passed, he remembered me, and he called the only student he called in regular convocation. And then he announced, his registrar announced in the convocation that we have a youngest student amongst us who has cleared MBA, and he is Dr. Ambali. And they called me on stage, and all robing and everything, yes, proper.
But it's so amazing that despite achieving so much for the thrill of something, it's like it's never enough. Like you're always learning something new, which is fantastic.
No, I learn every hour, because I was telling my junior yesterday, anything I come across, any abbreviations, I ask him to just read it up. I give television talks, because when they ask me to talk some subject, I learn. So every time you speak something, you learn something. So in my profession, our teachers taught us that you are always a student. So I'm a student.
With a lot of fellowships, and you're also associated with Red Cross, you've worked a lot in understanding what health is like across all borders. And I would like to understand that, how do you think that the West is different from India when it comes to health in today's age?
Well, West, the developed countries, you know, they have all health sector is covered by insurance. And our country, we out-of-pocket expenditure is there. 82%. So this is a big difference. The second big difference is the quacks which are sitting, so they don't diagnose correctly. The patient goes on suffering until he reaches to academic institutions like hospitals. The disease has already gone ahead of what it should be treated initially. So that makes a big difference. And then somehow the teaching which was done in our age and in our generation has become a little different now. So we were taught in evenings, that is called evening clinics. by our immediate seniors and bedside near the patient. A lot of interaction between colleagues, doctors, seniors, amongst us and patient. It was like a team learning. And it was a thorough learning near the disease. And now, and then there was a morning class taught by seniors, and it was basically ward-oriented teaching. Now it is all theory, and sometimes it is on the, what you call, models, human body models, and as if by visuals only, not by actual patients. So just like you are taught flying, and what do you call, animation. So medicine cannot be learned by animation. Human animation cannot teach you medicine. It's when you suffer, only then you can see the suffering and get things carried to your mind and to your heart, then how this suffering and why this is happening, why a small germ of size of invisible measurements can cause this much big pneumonia in an X-ray. It's then you get amazed, then you get concerned, then you get carried away. Then you start scratching your head, how can I help this man or woman who is suffering? So the medicine teaching is very different, and somehow this is going.
Do you think
down.
India is, like, should India do better? Because even when we go outside, like, let's say UK and US, a lot of the doctors are from Indian descent as well. And we just think, like, if they are from Indian descent, why don't they just stay in India and help the health system become better here? So what do you think is lacking in India that should be fixed or is on road to getting fixed?
Well, this is a complicated question with difficult answer. And when we were studying, there was a term called brain drain. This is a very popular term, and you study and you go abroad. I remember almost 90% students from AIIMS used to get assignments abroad. And I myself qualified for going to USA, ECFMG that used to call, now it is called FMGE. There are two reasons to go abroad. One is learning more. At that time it used to be, and then which is not valid now. We can learn anything here. The second reason is to earn more. Maybe some people want to earn more, so they go there. They need hardworking people. The problem is different. I take it in a different way. Our doctors are hardworking. They are taught good medicine, which is, we call clinical medicine. And they do very good while they go abroad. They are liked. And sometimes in their journey, they cross their partners and they settle. This is one part of the story. But the second part of the story is they learn and come back and work here. It's both ways now. It's both ways it's happening. So same happens in our scientists. Like scientists are in NASA, and we have scientists in all the space missions of US, UK. So it's not like same as it was in my time. It is more globalized now. And we have no regrets of our doctors. We have doctors coming from abroad to work in India. And there's a lot of Indians studying abroad and coming back to India, and now, this is not much of a thing which is now all different now. And our government, this present government, is more logically viewing this medical profession as a holistic profession. And they want that we should be having good doctors who are attached to basic and they work in the basic field. And they are good for villages, and they know all the patties. And this is how this present thinking is. So probably holistic medicine is the a better solution for a country like ours. And as far as the specialists are concerned, we have enough.
Okay, I'd like to shift it a little to our generation now and try to understand that right now a lot of us, including me, we are facing these issues which you're generally supposed to face at the age of 60, which we are facing now in our late 20s, early 30s, like knee pains and back pains. And very unfortunately, we are also having a lot of young deaths. Why is that happening? And is there any way that we can stop that?
Young deaths and lifestyle diseases, which you mean, are all because of lack of activity, eating different, and stress, lack of sleep, lack of exercise, and all social milieu around our youngsters. And well, there are 2-3 factors. One that they are not getting proper guidance from the joint families, like grandparents. They're growing at their own. Sometimes they don't get nurtured well. And then they become independent soon. Their nuclear families, they live with 1 children, 2 children, husband, wife, both working. So this is a common scenario in a large city. But what you were asking is that young deaths, yes, after COVID, we are seeing a lot of young deaths, unexpected deaths and sudden deaths. We call them cardiac deaths. Already we used to have deaths in young age in India, 10 years younger to the global records. And now, after COVID, we have lost as young as 1.5 years a student of the school, and a young singer who died, one Miss Jane, who was singing in the Nice My Wedding. These deaths are post-COVID because of certain antigens which have circulated in our blood. So I have come across a research in which those people who have not suffered even with COVID, they had that antigen. A very interesting recent research. And this Adam TS antibodies, the name is also very funny. And they suppress the biomarkers through which we can detect the cardiac conditions. The normal biomarkers which we test, they engulf and suppress. So we have to do it with a different method of testing the coagulation of the blood, how we can bleed or how we can have clots. So this is all has happened. Young cardiac deaths have happened.
Is there something on a daily or a local level that we can do for ourselves?
No, I was coming to the other things like fast food. Fast food is another disaster which we are a victim. Our children are a victim. Our young generation is very seriously suffering bad cholesterol in their blood and obesity, lifestyle diseases, what we call PCOD, obesity, overweight things. And that also involves the heart. Pre-diabetes. And then diabetes, obesity as associated with diabetes, hypertension. Then insomnia, stress, depression, all summing up to suicides. In between I put drug addiction, alcoholism, smoking. So these are all disasters of young generation which we are very serious about. And then the what were you saying?
Is there anything that we could do on our level?
Yes, yes, we can do. Like I had 3 podcasts in this room, and in your podcast I reached on time. So we have to plan the day. The youngsters have to plan the day. And my son couldn't get up, so he could not come to me. Yeah. You asked. So this is how we can plan the day. Every day I see people, they are rushing, they are having accidents on the road, they have no time for the travel, they don't calculate. So this is one. Second is food, of course, we should eat healthy. And de-stress yourself. You know, most of the doctors talk on these points, no smoking, no alcohol, mm-hmm. no stress, eat good, balanced diet, sleep well. Mm-hmm. But I have an important aspect of this missing from our... We forget to talk about... for the heart health, we should have the best sexual health. You know, this is a subject which is taboo at young age, and then later on you learn your own way. By the time you learned your own way, the perfection, your life, sexual life is finished. Mm-hmm. So the heart conditions are also associated with sexual indicators. Like, I will give you one example. When we have early coronary artery disease, the erectile dysfunction is the first symptom. Mm-hmm. And now this wife would go to home and tell, my husband has got ED.
Yeah.
Similarly, when one has diabetes, ED can be one of the symptoms. So this is, I don't know why this is not being discussed and talked. Mm-hmm. I would just say in your program that for a best heart health, you should have a good sexual health. And for a good sexual health, you should have a best heart health. And in between, there is a balancing factor, exercise. Yes. So this is a great message. And many times the divorces takes place, unpleasantness takes place, extramarital things happen in the life. And I was talking about suicides at young age. And this could be one of the very important reasons. And this happens every day.
Sexual health is important.
And in last week, in one day, there were 5 cases alike. One, that girl killed that boy.
This
kind of things keep happening in our society. Mm-hmm. And there is some medical reason behind it.
Okay.
Always. Mm-hmm. So this should be deliberated and... In short, you can say exercise is the answer to this complex problem. So, summing up, you should have a good sexual health for good heart health and good heart health for good sexual health, free of depression and stress.
So, you've achieved so much. You've learned so much. You've taught so much. And, of course, there's always scope for more. But what I want to know is that which was that point in your life where you felt that you've gone beyond the border for yourself?
My father asked me. When I was appointed with Dr. Shankaraya Sharma, and I was very happy. Mm-hmm. He said, oh, second appointment. He said, what it is? Hum to tab samajhte hai jab aap. Kya kehte hai, wo teen jab teen ho jati, hat-trick hota hai, aapka tab samajhte hai. I said, okay. I kept continuing. Then that thing happened.
Yes.
And then he was alive at that time. Yes. So when I went to my father, he said, Papa, hat-trick bhi ho gaya. But he just took it normally. So you see, so these are the fine things which in the childhood we learn. And so when you cross the borders, you never know.
Interesting.
And जब yellow line cross हो जाती है ना, चलान आ जाता है, आगे रोक लेते हैं. So you आप अपने उन्माद में होते हैं. नहीं, आपको एक उन्माद होता है. आपको वो उन्माद जो है, वो आगे ले जाता है. वो उसको आप उन्माद भी कह सकते हैं. उसको आप you can say your hard work भी कह सकते हैं. उसको उमंग भी कह सकते हैं. आगे बढ़ने के जज्बे को भी कह सकते हैं. Competitive spirit भी उसको कह सकते हैं. आप उसको an extra edge भी कह सकते हैं. तो ये चीजें सबके साथ होती हैं.
And now you're doing a lot to give back to the society, to make a change.
I try to, yes.
Yeah, so let's talk. Let's dwell a little on that.
Well, I go to hospital in the morning, then I do some charity during the day, and then I divide my work between earning and service. And we are making a charitable hospital in my father-in-law's village. So something of that sort should
Which
always...
Village?
It's a very famous village at all, mm-hmm. from where the mango comes, mm-hmm. the best mango, export quality mango. Mm-hmm. So he was the only person from his village who went out and went to the university and promoted 20, 30 people from his village at that time mm-hmm. to go out and study. You know, this... problem is our rural India still, to some extent, does not have good education centers. So one of the reasons hum log pichde hue hain, wo sara education ka jo system hai, wo kendrit hai bade shaharon mein. To ab aisa ho raha hai ki hamare gaon mein shiksha ja rahi hai. To primary shiksha to hai, lekin college aur professional jo education hai, वो धीरे धीरे गांवों के करीब होती जा रही है सो आई रिमेम्बर इन माय 8th क्लास इन माय होम टाउन बिजनौर स्टूडेंट यूज्ड टू कम वॉकिंग 6 miles एवरी मॉर्निंग सो दैट वाज द स्पिरिट दैट्स व्हाट
यू ऑल हर्ड दैट फ्रॉम आवर पेरेंट्स
हां दैट इज एन एक्स्ट्रा एज सो चुहारे भाई साहब वो जाड़ा गर्मी बरसात में साढ़े 3 मील 4 मील चल के वो दैट स्पिरिट And that's how they cross the borders. Yeah. So, उसके गांव में और लड़के हैं, मेरी क्लास के और लड़के जिन्होंने मेहनत नहीं की, वो बेचारे कुछ और कर रहे हैं. Everything which we do as a doctor is a charity. But seeing a patient is a charity. Giving a good advice, walking on the road is a charity. But I have as you asked, Jerry Hope is an organization. Through that, I treat some elderly people and. I give them advice, treatment, under one roof, which I talked. And also help the poor people by distributing them medicines, which are donated. And I'm going to enlarge this by CSR and appeal to CSR people also to come to me and donate more because unless we have money, we cannot do. Charity doesn't grow on trees.
Yeah.
Charity in medicine means you give medicine, you give service, you give tests. And of course, there has to be positivity, spirit behind it. But it involves money and yes. Whatever I have, I spend.
Even in your clinic, I know that you don't... take money from someone who cannot afford it.
That
even if it's small, I think
that is done.
It should be appreciated.
Yeah, that is of course because nowadays, after you see this great disaster, people have less money in their pockets.
Absolutely, yeah.
आदमी यही कहते हैं सब बाद में अब पैसे नहीं है तो नहीं है तो जाओ भाई अब क्या करूँ मैं उसको दवाई तो डाल दिया ना अंदर वो तो नहीं निकालूंगा तो that becomes automatic charity.
Okay. Now we want to make it a little fun and ask you a question. If you were not a doctor, what would you be and why?
Shopkeeper, sitting on my father's shop. Okay. And I would be doing equally well.
Absolutely, I'm sure. What was your father doing?
Shopkeeper.
Selling the groceries.
General merchandise, not grocery, general merchandise. And even then he taught me, no customer should go back unattended. No customer should go back without purchasing. And third thing, advanced thing, he taught that if you want to sell this product, and he asked for this product, sell this one by your extra convincing power. So that's the marketing. So even then, he was a brilliant man. So he wanted to make his both children educated.
What do you do to relax, like to chill?
Work hard.
No.
Or just kaam kar lo, relax ho jaoge.
Do you watch movies?
हाँ मूवीज
जब movies?
अरे मूवी तो हम बहुत बढ़िया करते थे जब स्टूडेंट थे ना
अच्छा
आपको बढ़िया बताते हैं हमारे फादर चेक रखते थे टाइमिंग पे तो हम एक मूवी को 5-6 बार में देखते थे
अच्छा
पहले फर्स्ट पोर्शन का टिकट ले लिया देखा है घर आ गए पूछे कहाँ गए थे एक्स्ट्रा क्लास था 40 मिनट तो फर्स्ट आधे घंटे की देख ली फिर टिकट सेम ले लिया आधे घंटे बाद टाइमिंग करके फिर चले गए वो वाला पोर्शन देख लिया तो एक मूवी को 3-4 बार में हम देखते थे ताकि घर में पिटाई ना हो पहले पिटाई होती थी ना अगर आप घर से भाग के चोरी से चोरी से मूवी देखने चले गए. अच्छा एक रुपए का टिकट आ रहा था, नॉट मच. तो हमें कुछ गेट कीपर्स पहचान भी गए थे कि शौकीन साहब हैं. तो एक टिकट में 1/4 मूवी देख के जाते हैं. कभी कभी हमें वैसे ही अलाउ कर देते थे.
हु इज योर फेवरेट एक्टर?
राज कपूर. ही वॉज ऑल्सो सेजिटेरियन लाइक मी.
एंड योर फेवरेट मूवी?
मूवी सो the one and the only one movie which is everybody's favorite is Mughal-e-Azam for all times.
Yeah.
And there are all movies are good. You know, every movie is made for a special message. And if you can get that message through that movie is good. If you can't get that message through that movie, you can't make it a good movie.
Okay. And what do you think about like today's cinema? Do you think it's different or it's changing? Is it good?
I have not been recently to movies, but cinema tells the story of the society. आज हमारे देश में society में generation में जो हो रहा है cinema उसी को replicate करता है. तो if you ask me what is today's cinema, it's better to ask what is today's society.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a reflection. Uska pratibimb hota hai. Normally, zyadatar. To wo jo society mein ho raha hai, wo wahan ho raha hai. Jo kisse bahar ho rahe hain, wo usse picture mein bhi ho rahe
hain. Is there anything that you do for fun which our generation or the Gen Z can relate to?
Well, you have your own choice. Fun means to relax. And when you do good work, you relax. When you don't hurt anyone, you relax.
Yeah.
So fun means not teasing anyone, number one. To me, fun means not teasing anyone. Kisi ka dil mat dukhaiye, wo sabse bada aapke liye fun hai. Khush rahenge, aap bhi, wo bhi. To ho gaya na, fun.
Yeah.
Baki to TV dekh lo. Aajkal to fun aapke haath mein hai na, wo humare haath mein hai nahi, ye wala fun. ये फन जो है ना ये सांप का फन है. ये काटता भी है खाता भी है और हमारे सब फैकल्टीज को जीरो कर देता है. तो इट डजेंट लीव टाइम फॉर फन. तो इसको ये अभी निकला है मेरे अभी ईजाद हुआ है सांप का फन है ये. तो फन इज द थिंग विच यू रिलैक्स. सो बेस्ट फन इज डूइंग एक्सरसाइज योगा मेडिटेशन एंड कॉन्सेंट्रेशन.
Yeah.
See, today's children, because of this fun, they are actually losing fun.
Mm.
The concentration
is very low.
Is very, very
low. Yeah.
Sadly decreased. So, अब हम लोग पहले पढ़ते थे तो याद रहता था. हम लोगों को फोन नंबर ज्यादातर याद रहते थे. मेरे हॉस्टल का नंबर 60420 था, अभी भी याद है.
Yeah, I know.
तो ये उस समय याद करने के बाद थी. अभी हम कहते हैं अच्छा. क्या है मेरी वाइफ का नंबर ये है इसमें से देख रहे हैं. अगर वाइफ के सामने देखो तो थप्पड़ पड़ जाएगा. तो आजकल याद नहीं रहते हैं. तो लैक ऑफ मेमोरी जो है वो बैडली अफेक्टेड बाय दिस मीडिया थिंग फोन. एंड वी हैव लॉट ऑफ रिसर्च ऑन दैट स्क्रीन टाइम एंड हाउ द ब्लू लाइट इफेक्ट्स द ब्रेन एंड हाउ इट इज कॉजिंग एजिंग फास्टर.
Yes.
And a lot of things. So
yeah, I know. It is funny that yesterday only I called up Asif, and like 2 seconds I'm silent on the phone, and I'm like, I can't remember why I called you. Like it's such a casual. Like we know that we're doing something, but then you suddenly black out. And it's such like everybody is doing this, and it's
I. No, first this is some RAM is occupied by different thing. Na, ye yahan bhi RAM hai. तो वो ऑक्यूपाई हो जाती है दूसरी चीजों से. तो वो काम की चीज अंदर नहीं जाती फिर.
ओके
तो रैम को खाली रखना है.
वी शुड आफ्टर दिस पॉडकास्ट आई होप. सो वी आर कमिंग टू द एंड एंड आई विल डू द लास्ट सेगमेंट व्हिच इज सिंस यू हैव गॉन बियॉन्ड द बॉर्डर व्हाट इज इट दैट यू वुड से और फ्रॉम योर मिस्टेक्स दैट यू हैव लर्नड दैट यू वुड दैट वुड इंस्पायर समवन एल्स हु इज ट्राइंग टू गो बियॉन्ड द बॉर्डर एनीवेयर.
Try to be honest, and try not to be greedy. That can reduce 70% of mistakes. And there is a very heavy word, jisko hum kehte hain righteous. Righteousness makes you pure. Become righteous is very bad, very difficult thing. Very, very difficult to practice. Mm-hmm. And then there is another word beyond righteous is practice sacrifice. Remain hungry and feed others, and that mm-hmm. makes you perfect. These are the four steps.
Yes.
Of perfection. कि मेरे भाई को खिला दूँ, मेरा भाई भूखा ना सोए, चाहे मैं भूखा सो जाऊँ. ये कहने के लिए होता है. आपको फिर चार लोग और खिलाने आ जाएंगे, आप भूखे नहीं सोएंगे. But practice that first.
Yes, that's true.
तो ये जो थ्योरी है ना, ये बहुत पॉजिटिव थ्योरी है. कि हमको दूसरों की फिक्र हो, अपनी नहीं हो, तो फिर आपकी फिक्र करने वाले आपके चार लोग पीछे खड़े हो जाएंगे आगे. And this happens. Because this is all controlled by the
Almighty.
Devic Shakti, yeah. Almighty God, yes. Allah, Brahm,
yes.
Vaheguru, Bhagwan,
God. Yes.
तो ये होता है. मगर इस तक जाना बहुत मुश्किल होता है.
True. Very difficult.
चलो एक लतीफा सुनाता हूँ मैं, उसमें एंड करता हूँ. वो चार लोग बैठे थे, तो चावल जैसे थाल में आते हैं ना, तो उसमें वो घी डाला गया. अब वो घी डाला गया तो पहले ने कहा, भाई हमारे टाइम में तो बहुत बड़ी लड़ाई हुई थी, एक आदमी मारा गया था और उसने एक लकीर खींच दी थाली में और सारा घी उसकी तरफ आने लगा. दूसरा बोला, नहीं हमारे यहाँ तो बहुत बड़ी लड़ाई हुई थी, उसमें दो मारे गए थे, तो उसने दो लाइन खींच दी अपने सामने, तो ज़्यादा घी उसकी तरफ आने लगा. और तीसरा कहने लगा, नहीं 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 हमारे यहाँ तो बहुत बड़ी लड़ाई में तीन लोग मर गए थे, तो उसने तीन लाइन खींच दी तीन उंगलियों से और सारा घी फिर उसकी तरफ आ गया. चौथे ने कहा, अच्छा. कहने लगा, हमारे यहाँ तो गदर हुआ था तो सब मिला दिया. तो इस तरह से हमारी लाइफ भी ऐसी चल रही है कि हम सोचते हैं ज़्यादा हमें मिल जाए, तो वो ज़्यादा मिलने के चक्कर में हम जो है वो भी खो देते हैं.
थैंक यू सो मच डॉक्टर वाली. आई होप एवरीबडी इज़ इंस्पायर्ड बाई यू एंड इट वॉज ग्रेट टू हैव यू ऑन दिस पॉडकास्ट.
थैंक यू.
Thank you so much for staying until the end. To help us continue these conversations, please subscribe on YouTube and like and follow on Instagram and Spotify.